I would like to welcome the families and friends of our honorees, fellow members of the judiciary, members of the bar, and honored guests to this year's Omaha Bar Association Memorial Program. I have always considered this one of the most important and meaningful events that the Omaha Bar celebrates each year as we remember and honor those of our profession who have tried their last case, made their last argument, and written their last brief. This ceremony is particularly important to me as I have been on the Memorial Committee for more than 40 years and served as its chair a few years ago. This ceremony is unique as I know of no other profession or occupation that conducts such a remembrance. Unfortunately, the list seems to grow longer each year, and while I knew most of the honorees, I did not know them all. Some were my law school classmates, and some I served with on the bench. Nevertheless, today we are paying our respects to 29 men and women who many years ago made a decision to undergo the rigors, stresses, and difficulties that one experiences in law school so that they could eventually undertake the rewarding and important practice of the profession of law. In so doing, they drafted wills and contracts, tried lawsuits, solved problems, resolved disputes, gave needed advice, and in many instances, put the weight and burden of their clients' legal difficulties on their own shoulders. They made important decisions on behalf of others based upon the facts, not emotion. All areas of the practice of law are found in the legacies of those being honored and remembered today. Many were for their entire careers hardworking attorneys. Some practiced law for years and then went on the bench to provide another service necessary for the people to have their legal issues and causes addressed. Those that did not practice law certainly used their legal training and education in whatever field they worked. Too often, practicing a profession is taken for granted. Today, the true meaning of being a member of a profession is often forgotten or mischaracterized. It seems that in these times, every occupation wants to be considered a profession, and instead of customers, they want to have clients. The original professions were theology, law, and medicine. In remembering our honorees, it is important to note the definition of a profession. It is a vocation or occupation requiring special, usually advanced education and skill. The labor and skill involved in a profession is predominantly mental and intellectual rather than physical or manual. Clients are defined as persons who employ or retain attorneys to appear for them in court, give advice, and defend them in legal proceedings. That is exactly what our honorees did. They gladly undertook the responsibilities of assisting and representing their clients. Many times they did so without compensation or a claim, but always with a sincere dedication to the cause of their clients. Often they mentored young lawyers, providing them with the guidance and direction necessary to best serve those who came to them for assistance. The practice of law is unique, and by necessity, it creates and forges relationships. In properly representing their clients, unlike physicians or dentists, lawyers must communicate with one another. While practicing law is often adversarial, the need for attorneys to exchange views, opinions, and information often leads to the formation of friendships and a camaraderie that is unique. At the very least, lawyers who abide by the ethical rules which guide them and who are honest and professional in their work, are respected in their field and the community. That is what all of these we remember today had in common. In addition to the service they provided their clients, these attorneys left the rest of us a legacy which we need to continue. Their work ethic, dedication to the law, and to their clients must be continued by those of us who remain. For only then are we properly remembering and truly honoring the individuals we celebrate today. These lawyers were parents, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, mentors, coaches, and friends who provided a necessary and important service to their clients and the community. They were valued and loved by their families. Through their work as attorneys, they made all of us and this city a much better place. So it is fitting that we acknowledge and remember them today. Thank you.